Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. May I please have the email address for the account, please?
Email address is McPenny, McPenny, at CenturyLink.net.
Thank you. And let's see if we can get that to come up for us. No. Okay. Is a good phone number the 541-730-8115?
Yes.
Okay. Let's try it this way. Can we start with your zip code, please?
97322.
And your first and last name, please, sir?
Lee, L-E-E, Pennington, P-E-N-N-I-N-G-T-O-N.
See, and how much were you charged?
$56.95.
Okay. See, I just don't have an account coming up. Is there any way you think this could possibly be fraud?
I had signed up for something by accident a while back.
Oh,
that I
had
called. I had called and they were supposed to have deleted this, but evidently they didn't. We got another billing.
Okay. What is it? Do you have the last four of that card number it was charged on?
Card number, last four digits.
Because I'm not able to locate an account and I want to make sure we definitely get this canceled.
Two zero five six.
Thank you. And what was the last date they charged you? Was it April?
March 31st.
Okay, let's go there and see what we can find out. March 31st. Oh, my goodness. And see, nothing is wanting to come up with your last name at all. I'm locating tons of people. But the problem is, does anyone else with a different first and last name have permission to use your card?
Robin. R-O-B-I-N.
What's her last name?
Pennington.
Also. Oh, it'd still be the same thing. Okay. Let's try that. Let's just see what we can. Here we go. I think we found it. Okay, it looks like, let me make sure this is the correct account. It looks like Pennington was put in as the first name, Lee as the second somehow, some way, but we've got it. Do you have an email, MacPenny? Is that the email, MacPenny at CenturyLink.net?
That's our email, yes.
Awesome. I did find the correct account. Thank you for helping me. I appreciate that. They had put it under the last name, starting with L's. Okay. And I did locate an account. Could you verify that address in Oregon, please, sir?
115 Charlotte Street, Northeast, Albany, Oregon.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Okay, it does look like what I'm seeing on my end, someone signed up to enter the sweepstakes to possibly win an iPad. When they did, for the entry, it was $7.97. It got you a shopping membership, and you were supposed to get a $125 gift card each month for the Gadget Club to pick out a gadget. I do see they charged you $54.97, but then it went up to $56.95 and $56.95. Is that correct?
Sounds right.
Okay. Yes, sir. Let's first off get this account canceled because for some reason it has not been canceled whatsoever. Do you know when you called in?
Gosh, it's been over a month ago.
Over a month ago.
I don't remember.
Yes, sir. I understand. I'm bad with those things. So, because they never canceled the account whatsoever. And so you have been charged those three times.
Okay. I don't want it. I don't need it. I didn't even know I was signing up for it. It was kind of a funky deal.
Yes, sir. Let's see what we can do to try to help you out with a refund. You said you talked to the bank or the credit card already?
No, I hadn't. I did last time, and then they
you did last
get
time.
Through, and they
okay.
said just they said to contact you.
Okay, you did contact them last time, but you didn't file an active dispute. Oh, that's no problem. Yes, sir. I do see where we could do a 50% refund off all three of those charges.
Well, I didn't even sign up for it. I knew.
No problem. We can go ahead and refund you in full, sir. I don't mind at all. Oh. Let's do that. I'm going to issue the first refund of $56.95 now. Then I'm going to do the second refund of $56.95. And then I'm going to do that first price. I'll get that exact amount for you also. It's $54.97 on January 28th. But that is refunded also. Your account is canceled. There'll be no future charges whatsoever. And can I give you a confirmation number if you don't mind, please? Okay, yes, sir. C is in Charlie, 2, 5, 8, 8, 3, 7, 2, 7, 9.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So you'll have all three of those refunds back in 3 to 5 business days. You're going to have no more charges whatsoever, sir.
Okay, so that will that refund come?
Oh, yes, sir. It's going to come as those three charges back to that account that ends in 2056, the card. Even if your card's canceled, it will still go to the same account at the bank, and they'll know where to put it.
Okay, so it'll go straight to the credit card.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, sir. As a refund, those three charges, and you will have those back by Friday at the absolute latest, sir.
Okay.
And no more charges.
No more. No more.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you, sir, for calling customer service. I hope you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.